Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can listen or download my show, any of my shows, on my website at brucesallen.com. I hope you will like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page on Facebook. A Dad's Point of View is what it's called. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Sallen. And again, you can visit my website, brucesallen.com, where all my columns are, all my crazy blogs, as well as all the radio shows. Today was a really fun and I would say quite eclectic show, as we had Jim Scheinberg from North Pier Fiduciary Management talking about family financial matters, as he does once a month on our show. We had Wayne Levine for the Men's Room segment, and we had Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and we had my own son, Arnie Sallen, talking about the joys of his dad. And our topic about raising your kids to follow their own passions versus your own. And I think having my son on was not only risky, but it was fun, and it was most certainly authentic. I learned, actually, what I didn't share in either the column or on air is I learned a lot about this when I was a big brother. And I was a big brother, as it turned out, to a little girl. And she did not have any interests whatsoever of mine. And I had to learn to find some common ground with her, and if I wanted to have any relationship. And it was, oddly enough, a great primer for being a parent. And even though I did, to quote my son, push him into skiing, and his younger brother as well, I did learn a lot from that experience as a big brother. And I did finally let go, and in both their cases, I have supported my boys in their respective interests. My older son is now very actively pursuing his love of music, and my younger son is very actively pursuing his love of art. And if you follow and look at my website, boomertechtalk.com, you can find the proof of that support and our collaboration with his comic strip called It's a Tech World After All. He has done a number of them, including one that got a comment by the creator of Marvel. Well, not the creator, but the founder and the godfather of Marvel Comics, Stan Lee, who read Aaron's first It's a Tech World After All comic strip and made a comment right on boomertechtalk.com. It's a Tech World After All, the volume one, number one comic strip, and that was quite something. So the other thing I didn't get to really say about this topic is, if you support your kid's passion and it's not yours, you could enjoy it actually much more because you're not the expert. So when I go to my son's music performances, I don't really know the intricacies of a guitar solo or a drum solo. I can just appreciate that I could tell he's good. Whereas when he skis with me, I'm looking at every little turn and every little thing he does with a critical eye. And oddly enough, the same thing applies to my son's artwork. I can see, wow, he's good. But I don't know about a pen stroke or an ink line or a coloring or a shading. So I just know, wow, he's talented. So in an odd way, if you support your kids' passions and they're not yours, you might actually have more fun and more pleasure than if you're critiquing it from the point of view that you're an expert at something. This was a surprise I never knew. So anyway, I want to thank my support team. First, my producer and engineer, Richard Dugan. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll. And I want to thank all of you for joining me. Again, questions of any nature are encouraged anytime, and you can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now, and come join us again.